From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Heather Bellow reports for the Berkshire Eagle about how the various elements of GE's proposed upland disposal facility for PCB-contaminated sludge will affect the health of residents in Lee, Massachusetts, and is now under consideration by the Lee Board of Health. GE is looking to dispose of the sediments in the Berkshires to avoid the $200 million cost to ship it out of state to a facility licensed to accept toxins such as PCBs. The board held an adjudicatory hearing on November 19 in the Lee Middle High School auditorium. The board's involvement was prompted by the Housatonic River Initiative's appeal of the current cleanup in federal court. If the board decides the dump will be a health threat, other questions arise. The board says state law gives them the ability to stop the dump project if it is found to violate local laws, while the Federal Environmental Protection Agency says it cannot. The Board of Health has collected technical and other expert documentation to help it decide and will allow 30 days for the submission of more testimony and other pertinent information that relates specifically to the threat to human health posed by the dump. Neither GE representatives or EPA officials were present at the hearing, though the EPA has referred the board to its record. GE is another story. The board stated that GE's lack of participation will be taken to infer it, and I quote, has no evidence, end quote, that the dump will not be a hazard to the community. At the hearing, residents of Lee and other communities brought up a host of unknown risks, including the lack of proper data that could forecast problems, the potential impact on drinking water reservoir, and possible airborne contamination after the sludge is deposited in the dump before it is capped. The management and transport of the contaminated mud have not been addressed by GE, but are of great concern to residents and experts alike. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that effective November 21st, both of Greene County's ski resorts were open for business with the opening of Wyndham Mountain. Nearby Hunter Mountain opened on November 19th. Wyndham Mountain reported, and I quote, our mountain operations team has been hard at work to blanket the West Peak and we'll have top-to-bottom skiing and riding for you on Whistler and Wolverine as well as the Wall and Whistler Chute, end quote. Meanwhile, in Columbia County, the Catamount Ski Resort in Hillsdale remains closed. In a statement posted to its website on November 21st, the resort said snowmakers are continuing to make snow on both sides of the resort. And I quote, it looks like a warming trend is headed our way, so snowmaking is likely shutting down later today for the moment. We'll continue to make snow as temperatures allow and we'll update the site with opening day information as it becomes available, end quote. Read more at porcupinesoup.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the city of Hudson is looking for a dog control officer. The Common Council is currently accepting applications for the position, which pays $7,200 per year. The term of office will run through the 2023 calendar year, beginning January 1st. The dog control officer is charged with making random twice-weekly visits to the Hudson Dog Park to confirm the canine patrons are properly licensed and is also on call 24 hours a day to round up stray, abandoned, or unaccompanied dogs found on the street or other public property. The city's dog control officer is also tasked with assisting the Hudson Police when necessary and issuing tickets to dog owners who have failed to get a license for their dogs. Under state law, dog control officers can issue tickets and serve summonses. The deadline to apply for the dog control officer position is December 12th. Interested candidates are asked to include a cover letter explaining why they want to be the dog control officer, a written proposal for dog control services for 2023, and a resume detailing relevant work in education history. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.